Folks, and welcome to episode 149 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 2nd, 2012, mere moments from defenestration. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each and every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
What do you say we get right into the music? A little Young Holt Unlimited. Whack, whack. Anybody else having technical difficulties? The little meter thingy is acting up. We're just going to press on like nothing's the matter, because The future is so bright. How's everybody doing? You know, I woke up in the middle of the night to the most glorious sound imaginable. No, not that.
Rain, 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 rain
Just turn. Turn the other way, looks like we're just recording this one for the archive because there's nothing but technical difficulties tonight. I apologize if you're trying to listen live to the program right now. Here's my favorite version, the Mac and Katie Kassoon version of Chirpy. Chirpy. Cheap.
Just a cheap, what's up this morning?
Let's just rock on. Time that song was out, it was probably far and away the coolest thing on the radio. I sure loved it then. I still love it now. David Essex, Rock On, from, what do I want to say? That's from, I want to say 1973, but I could be wrong. You know, if you were listening to Scott Simon on Weekend Edition on National Public Radio last Saturday, and really, who wasn't? Then you heard the story about Mr. Rodriguez. It was quite fascinating. This is a little Sixto Rodriguez for all of your edification.
Suburbia's such a drag, won't go back. Cause Papa don't allow no new ideas here. And now he sees the news, but the picture's not clear. Mama, Papa, stop, treasure what you got. Soon you may be caught without it. The curfew set for eight, will it ever all be straight? I doubt it. Seven jealous fools playing by her rules, can't believe her. He feels so in between, can't break the scene, it would grieve her. And that's the reason why he must cry, he'll never leave her. Crooked children, yellow chalk, riding on a concrete walk, their king died. Drinking from a Judas cup, looking down but seeing up sweet red wine. Cause Papa don't allow no new ideas here. And now you hear the music but the words don't sound too clear. Mama, Papa, stop, treasure what you got. Soon you may be caught without it. The curfew set for eight, will it ever all be straight? I doubt it. Going down the dusty Georgiana side of the road, I wonder. The wind splashing my face, can you smell a trace of thunder?
Hey, that was Sixto Rodriguez from 1970 and Inner City Blues. Did you know he was huge in South Africa and in Australia? You know what? Neither did he. That's what made the story so interesting.
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, this was the number 40 song. It's The Who.
When you hear another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior search for the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly melodies, was thwarted in his chicken cave dressing room.
Boy, if you don't think this is embarrassing, Mother.
Now, Benton, it could happen to anyone.
Superman doesn't have a zipper on the back of his suit.
Please don't jiggle.
All he has to do is take his regular clothes off.
Benton, hold still.
His mother lets him wear his crime-fighting suit under his regular
clothes. Just a few more seconds and I...
Why can't I wear my chicken suit under my regular
clothes? No, Benton.
Almost all the other big crime fighters do.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, I'll bet their mothers never say that.
Well, maybe their mothers just don't care.
Yeah.
I do.
It's not like sleeping in your underwear, you know.
I think I'll just have to try and force it.
I mean, I was really embarrassed at the crime fighters convention last year.
It's just impossible to budge.
I had a room with that silly kid who goes around saying Shazam all the time.
Perhaps if I use some chicken fat.
Boy, did he laugh when I asked him to help me with the zipper on the back of my suit.
No, I don't want to waste the chicken fat.
Told everybody in the whole convention about it.
We'll just take a chance with forcing
it. Everybody was walking around laughing at me.
Here we go.
You're not even listening to me, Mother.
Remember, Benton, sticks and stones.
Yeah, well, you were never called the Zipper Kid. Well, that does it.
Oh, dear.
That does it.
I'm sorry.
Call the commissioner. Tell him I'm not going.
Benton, I wonder, could you...
No, I'm not going as a plucked chicken.
Well, suppose we look for your old Halloween costume.
What costume is that?
I think it was a bunny rabbit.
No, Mother.
It's a very nice...
Call the commissioner, Mother.
Oh, what if I could fasten it with a great...
I'm not going with a safety pin.
We can hide it on your feathers.
Call the commissioner, Mother.
Wait.
No, call now.
Uncle Bernie's old uniform.
What does that look like?
It'll be just the thing.
And not too much later, somewhere on the streets of Midland City.
Pardon me. Yeah? Have you noticed anyone humming around here? You mean the... like that? Yes. No. Hey.
Yes?
Ain't you one of Roosevelt's Rough Riders?
Wow! If the fantastic feathered fowl only needs a new improved zipper, could he not just wear Uncle Bernie's uniform into the Midtown department store, walk up to the zipper department and order one, saying, "Chart"? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Here the meats are made for you. They save you time.
And they're delicious, too.
They're the finest meats you ever will use. And here's a list from which to choose.
And they're all Puritan meats.
There are meatballs with gravy and fine beef stew, beef, ham, and turkey, and beef and tongue, too. Try the ham with beef, try the ham with veal, or try the ham and chicken for taste appeal. Beef, ham, and pickle, and corned beef, and say, this kind of meat spread you could eat all day. There are three kinds of gravy and lasagna, too, and try the frontier dinner, whatever you do. Spaghetti and meatballs, spaghetti with meat, and tomato with cheese, it can't be beat. There's corned beef hash and Irish stew, Vienna sausage and fancy spreads, too. Chili con carne and luncheon meat, and there's wieners and beans, the meal complete. These are just a few. There are many more. You'll find them all in your favorite store.
Puritan meats are made for you. They save you time.
They're delicious, too.
That's a partial list from which to choose. And they're the finest meats you ever will use.
Well, they are. Puritan meats. They're the finest meats you're ever gonna use. It's a band called Blue Mink. From 1970.
Like a king kiss.
That's a tasty little combo called Juicy Lucy in their version of Who Do You Love right now. This is a little Dobie Gray.
If you could see me now, one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine, just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. If you could hear me now, singing somewhere through the lonely night, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. If you could only hear me now. Oh, I've been too long in the wind.
Just beautiful. Take it all that he can take. Curtis Mayfield from the motion picture soundtrack, the title song, Superfly. Right now, this is the Moody Blues. They've got some questions.
Sleeping and alone. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the life that I once knew. The life as we grow, the secrets of our soul. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
That was the Moody Blues. They had questions. I have no answers. I've got almost no more music for tonight's program. Thanks for sticking with me through thick and thin. It's almost over. Make everybody a deal. If you come back next week, I'll fix stuff. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known. Design.